after me. Say, Holy Spirit, I have eyes to see, ears to hear, and your Spirit is going to open my understanding so that I can taste your perfect plan for us, for Israel, and your plan for each and every one of us. So I'm starting in Isaiah 43, but you can read the whole thing later on. But verse 16 is where I had a press to begin. So God will do a new thing. Yahweh is the one who makes a way in the sea, a pathway in the mighty waters. He destroyed chariots and horses and all their mighty warriors. And of course, immediately, I remembered last week he had me singing that little song, The Horse and the Rider Thrown into the Sea. So I said, okay. They fell, never to rise again, gone forever, snuffed out like a wick. This is what he says. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now, it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me. For I supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones. So that you whom I have shaped and formed for myself, I stress, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise. Yet you did not call out to me, O Jacob, that's the man of flesh. Are you so weary of me, O Israel, that's the spirit man? You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings or honored me with your sacrifice. I have not burdened you by requiring many grain offerings or wearied you with demands for frankincense. You did not buy me fragrant calamus reeds or lavish me with the fat of your sacrifices. Watch this because it's important. Instead, you have burdened me with your many, many sins and wearied me with your evil deeds. So when you're focused on your many, many sins and you destroy the joy of God when you're focused on your evil deeds of your past. He said, yes, I am the one and only who completely erases your sins, never to be seen again. So it's a done deal. Should you go be digging that up? You're now really depressing your father. He's already dealt with this. But you go digging in there because the enemy says, oh, if you had not done, if you had not been, if you had not had, etc. He says, verse again, 25b, I will not remember them again. Freely I do this because of who I am. And of course, that's a capital A, M. Help me remember the past. Let's debate. Bring me your version to prove your innocence. What is your version to prove your innocence? It's the blood of Jesus. Am I the one that's causing this problem? Well, we'll find out, right?
You got this, but I don't know if it's a new one. But
why don't you give me that one and you can just... Because we're recording. Mm-hmm. So, hear me out. When you're going backwards... Does that give us a clue of what is going on?
Yeah.
Okay. I will not remember them again. Freely I do this because of who I am. His nature is what?
Forgiving.
Mercy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Help me remember the past. Let's debate. Bring me your version to prove your innocence. Your earliest ancestors sinned, and your spokesman rebelled against me. So I brought disgrace on the holy priest of the holy sanctuary and brought destruction to Jacob, humiliation and scorn to Israel. So again, the natural man and the spirit man were humiliated. Chapter 44 is still part of the same letter. Yahweh, the only true God. Now listen to me, you servant Jacob, Israel, my chosen one. I am Yahweh, your creator, who shaped you in my womb. Not in your mother's womb, my womb.